ZSpace is breaking barriers in STEM, CTE, and career readiness. They have been focused on immersive experiences since their inception and is a leading education company within the metaverse. ZSpace's evidence-based augmented virtual reality platform provides innovative hands-on learning to improve achievement in science, math, and career and technical education. Over 3,700 school districts, technical centers, community colleges, and universities use ZSpace to provide equitable access to instruction for millions of learners preparing for success. Learn more at zspace.com.
Hey, welcome back to TCEA 2024. Excited to have our guest, the next guest in the seat. We're going to let them introduce themselves, tell us who they are, what they do, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Great. Thanks. I'm Ron Reinheimer, Executive Vice President at ZSpace. And with me is Robin Slender.
Hi, I'm Robin Slender. I'm the Customer Success Manager for Texas, and I go up through the Central Plains all the way up into the Great Lakes, so cover 11 states. And I help our customers get their ZSpaces off and running and implemented in their classrooms. So excited to be here in Texas.
Awesome. Great.
Glad to have you. Glad you guys could be here. So for those folks who don't know what ZSpace is, what is ZSpace?
Yeah, so ZSpace is augmented reality and virtual reality, but without putting anything on your face. So we call it screen-based AR and VR. We like to say we're breaking the screen barrier. The company was named for the Z-axis. If you think of the X and Y axis, you think of the Z-axis coming at you. Mm-hmm. That's what ZSpace does. With a normal looking laptop that is very special, special screen, a stylus that acts like a pen or pencil that we're comfortable with using, that has haptics in it. We'll talk a little bit about why that's important. You can pull off objects off of that flat, seemingly flat screen into the ZSpace. You can turn it in your hands using physical motion. You can turn it with the stylus. You can see different parts of it. You can take it apart. You can interact with objects directly from what appears to be a flat screen, which now that I've described it, hopefully you understand it isn't flat. It's actually in that ZSpace in front of you. So that's what ZSpace is.
It's very, and I don't mean this negatively for those folks that may see this way, but it's very like Minority Report, like where you just pull stuff out of the screen.
That's awesome.
And manipulate it and move it around. In my head, I can tell you exactly where my head goes. I'm thinking of, you know, like a virtual cadaver, right?
Correct.
And where, you know, I just, in 3D, I can pull the heart out of the patient and rotate it around and look at it. But I don't need special glasses?
No.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, that is crazy.
The first time we saw that at FATC a few years back when you guys released mm-hmm. the first iteration, mm-hmm. It blew our minds. We were just, because we were so used to having to wear glasses or having to wear goggles or something mm-hmm. along that line. And it was just like, wait, this isn't happening at this point. This is, mm-hmm. you know, this is the future. And so for our listeners, being an educator and using ZSpace, I have to let them know, you know, this is, and we'll get into that, this is so cost effective. And that is one of the biggest deals. And it is so attainable and accessible and equitable for the students in the schools. That's a really big deal about it.
Very important point. Thanks for bringing that out. So we talk about why would you use this? You mentioned a few. You mentioned ROI and cost effectiveness. We've worked with lots of researchers over time. We've been in business now 15 years, and 10 years exclusively focused on education. First 5 years, it was a science project with cool holographic images popping out at you that we didn't know what to do with. The last 10 years, working in education, working with educators, letting our educators drive us in a way to say, this is where we see the use case. So really, with the researchers, with the educators, with technologists behind us, we came up with, together with some folks at Stanford, an acronym that says, why would you use this? Is this just a technology looking for a place in the classroom, or is there a real use? And what we found, interesting acronym, it's easy to remember, it's called DICE, D-I-C-E. Mm-hmm. The reason you would use this type of technology is something, a learning activity, would be too dangerous, D, to do in real life, mm-hmm. I, impossible to do in real life, C, counterproductive to you to do in real life, or E, as you mentioned, too expensive to do in real life. Now, that doesn't mean they need to meet all those criteria, and you could justify purchasing this and putting it in your classroom just by the E alone, by the expensive part. Cadavers, by the way, are pretty expensive and have one use.
Yeah.
One and done.
One and done. Z's, and they're probably practical. It's impractical for a seventh grader to potentially be in front of a cadaver.
Right.
Counterproductivity may mean looking at erosion, soil erosion, levees, a large format sort of thing. You could maybe take your class out to see erosion and see what's happening with all the rainfall, but it's probably counterproductive. You can do it in front of Z space. Mm-hmm. Dangerous maybe makes perfect sense. Working in a large engine, we're working underneath a car. Electric vehicles are dangerous, mm-hmm. and there's rules around a certain age group working on EVs. And impossible. There's lots of things we can do in Z space that's impossible to do in real life. Like, how about dissect a dinosaur?
Right.
A mosquito.
Impossible to do that as well. Yeah. So, too dangerous, impossible, counterproductive, or expensive to do in real life is where we live every day with our students and in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, I love this because this is actually, and I'm going to use an interesting concept here. This is debugging before you get to the actual practice. Mm-hmm. You know, so yes, we can dissect that fetal pig or that frog in biology 1,000 times before we actually get to the real frog, and we move so much quicker and we learn so much more.
Right.
And it's cost effective.
Right.
Yeah, and so now we've debugged the whole process before we get there.
Yeah.
Love that. So, okay, we've said all that. So let's talk about the thing that I love about Z-Space and the thing I love, you're data-driven. And the tool is the tool, but the end goal is curriculum and learning and career readiness. So let's talk to that.
Yeah, and I want to actually show you something as we talk about this as well. But we're calling it career readiness. Many call it career exploration. Some call it career awareness. The last 2 years, we have been really brought in again by our customers to say, given our existing geography in whatever state that may be, we have a workforce preparedness problem. Mm-hmm. And maybe there are industries, I won't mention states because I know this is broadcast everywhere, but certain states have brought in industry, have given tax breaks to certain industries, and then struggle to find that decade-long mm-hmm. workforce for those industries. So the governors, the state legislatures, and state educators at that level know this problem, and they're working frenetically in some cases to try to build that capacity. Well, one of the solutions is to start early. Like, we're talking about third grade.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you have a fab plant, a chip plant coming into your state that you know is going to provide 10 to 20 years of economic development, but you don't have 10 to 20 years of talented workforce. Start them in the third and fourth grade about simple things like electronic design. We have something called Franklin's Lab, really easy to take a look at circuits, how they work, simple resistors, capacitors, blow up something, like you said, constructive failure, make mm-hmm. it smoke when you're in third or fourth grade and see what happens. The medical field is another one mm-hmm. where very good to build that early awareness. Some kids, equitably, maybe in a underprivileged situation, will make fantastic healthcare workers, doctors, surgeons, but they don't even know that that's a career.
Mm-hmm.
So career awareness is really important. So on our website, and I'll just show you the document here in real life, IRL, I have a real document. We call it Career Readiness Powered by Z-Space, and there are three levels to this. One is career awareness, and that is just getting younger learners aware of careers that exist today and may exist tomorrow, which is why this Career Coach AI that Robin's going to give you a quick tour of and we'll talk about is so important, because you can query on a ChatGPT-like, it's not ChatGPT, it's a special walled-in mm-hmm. AI interaction. A learner can type things in and say, okay, what's it like to be a heart surgeon? Or what jobs are good near me? Or whatever. And it'll interact like a generative chat engine will do in a large language model,
mm-hmm.
and it'll give that learner this instant feedback that, you know, kids love learning this way anyway. You can talk to it, you can type into it, and then it'll give them a little well, let's see what that job's like by looking at a heart and pulling it off the screen and looking at the backside. So career awareness, very important. The second thing then is exploration on this next level. Now we go deeper. So maybe it's at that age, maybe it's a little older, middle school. There'll actually be lessons, right? So they'll be aligned with the curriculum. Maybe this is where, again, using the analogy of a health career, they'll do biology, they'll do some anatomy maybe at that level to prepare them then for the top level, which obviously is preparedness. Mm-hmm. And that's where certification happens. That's where you go to medical school. If you're not going to go to college, that's where you get your certification. Maybe if you're going to be an automotive engineer or automotive a designer, maybe you get a degree there, maybe architectural. Maybe you're just going to be a welder. Not just be a welder, but welders incredibly important, high-paid jobs, and certification there too. So careers right out of high school. So this pyramid that we've built, if you can visualize, if you're just hearing us, on the bottom, career awareness. Next level up in the pyramid is career exploration. And then at the top is career preparedness. All driven, we think, and if you want to spin that around and just show them real quick, you're going to have to narrate, Robin.
Yeah, you have to narrate.
So this is at the awareness level. Let's say a young learner, somebody in middle school says, you know, I want to be something. You
can make a something doctor.
Up. I want to be a doctor. We're
talking about doctors. Okay. Oop, I always want to hit enter.
And this is on a Z space, as Robin's showing it.
Yeah.
And it's a little
and
cat you, up in the corner. Interact with at any point in their Z-Space journey.
Okay.
And they can talk to it too, they don't have to type. So it has accessibility features.
So this is a generative AI feature that again, we've just, last couple of months, brought it to the market and layered it into the awareness phase of things.
So when, you know, especially in education, and especially as you had mentioned, you know, ChatGPT-like, but not ChatGPT.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big scary thing to a lot of folks because, as we have, and you may or may not have seen, I've certainly seen this, especially demonstrated online, where you get a chatbot who pops up and, you know, it's supposed to be customer service, but the next thing you know, you're able to infiltrate it per se, and then that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's giving you a $50,000 car for a dollar,
right?
So how does your AI environment stay locked in so that students aren't going out and
We're at the front edge of this, of course, like everybody who talks about AI, but we've been at the front edge of stuff for a while in AR and VR. So this particular implementation, it's a partner called Convi, which is, if you know them or not, Conversation with AI, C-O-N-V-A-I, built specifically with walls around it, built specifically with protections in it. So we've tested this thing. We've had multiple schools now running it for us because we have great innovators and early adopters who love this stuff and take it in. And, you know, are we worried like everybody was worried about chat and, or about Google search and everything in the beginning? Of course. And we're going to watch it carefully.
Sure.
But the power is there for learners to interact with these amazing large language models and use them like they're using them at home or on their phone. They're using them now.
Right.
Right.
So you put doctor in here.
Yeah. I'm having internet issues.
Oh, okay.
Go figure out a tech
conference.
Fine.
That's fine. That's
okay. Give me just a second.
You get the picture.
We're gonna see it here in a second. Yeah. We're gonna talk about it. But I want to say, you know what I love about this right off the bat is I'm really big on critical thinking and problem solving, and I'm really big on literacy. And that's something we're fighting in public education. Is, you know, we've got high school seniors with fifth grade, you know, reading capabilities. But to me, that is one added benefit of AI interaction. You have to be able to, so that's what you're doing without, it's a value add that we're not even talking about in the curriculum is building literacy skills as they're using this, because they have to be able to, you know, ask the right question and problem solve and think critically about what they're putting into there to get the right answers out. And that's just going to drive them to hopefully, instead of staying up all night watching TikToks, follow this as the rabbit hole and go, oh, mom, did you know that I could be a radiologist and a technician? I can do this thing. And there's a specialized nurse who does this. And, you know, you're a nurse, but I can be a nurse that just does geriatric ICU and I help the elderly and things like that. That's
amazing. And I got to see a heart, and I got to see how an IV worked, and I got to see, you know, how veins work, and that's really amazing.
You've hit it. And the power of zSpace is that we can do all those things and more. It's not a single-use device. There's lots of things you can get that are high-tech or have AR or VR that are single-use. zSpace is perfect for career awareness, career exploration, career preparedness, because it's literally limitless.
Right.
Obviously, CTE is a big area for us, and we're selling into CTE departments left and right. The STEM and STEAM world and supplemental to science curriculum, we've been there from the very beginning, supplementing a great science curriculum with experiments and with cadavers and things, the virtual cadavers. But to be able to do advanced manufacturing on zSpace, to be able to do a career that might not even exist in a couple of years, but give them the basics around advanced manufacturing, about how an automated warehouse works, about how an electric vehicle actually gets put together and how it works, about alternative fuels. We have a great alternative fuels app that's available now. Mm-hmm. All sorts of other things that you know, a seventh grader, a sixth grader, an eighth grader might go, is that a real job? Like, could I do something like that? And then they can interact with tools like this. They can do it in zSpace with the stylus actually moving things around. And then they can get in a really good program. They can get lined up with maybe the community college, who zSpace is selling a lot to right now in partnerships with the high schools, or move to a industry-based certification, which we're doing a lot with as well. But you're right, it's capturing that imagination at an early age. It's solving the workforce challenges that the states, that the governors have by creating this sort of interested workforce early on. It's tapping kids that may not even have a shot at this if they didn't have a tool like this. That's what we're all about. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's a really big, you know, it's you know, preschool, pre-K, even kindergarten to career. I mean, that's really what we're doing here. What I really like is, so I want to talk about what the educators see on their end, because you guys are in thousands of schools.
4,500 now. 4,500 districts.
Exactly. So you've been doing this, you know, and you have the data. So the UI experience and the data that the educators get and the students get, like, this tracks them. We're talking about the awareness, the exploration, and the preparedness. You know, so this is going to not just be a one and done. This is, we're going to follow you through your career in the pre-K area and pre-K 12 area, and then on past that.
Yeah. Well, so career readiness is kind of easy. Did they get the job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the ultimate. And did they get certified? And did they get the job? And educators are doing a much, much better job of that. Some technical schools are incredibly skilled at that. I think the power is connecting that early education with that technical school or with the community college or with the university.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more and more of that. Connecting industry with that is really important as well.
Yeah.
As far as our educators in the traditional sense, they're reporting double-digit percentages gains in high stakes testing. You know, their AP biology scores in many districts, I can find a half a dozen superintendents will say, I did nothing but add zSpace and our scores increased 12%. They did nothing else. Now, is that just the engagement and the interest? Is it actually they've gotten the information better? Is it that it appealed to kinesthetic learners who are having trouble reading something, interpreting that at 3D in their brain, and then writing it back down in 2D?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I'm going to interact with it, the stylus is going to buzz, it's going to give me haptic response. There's studies on that, on how haptic response works. Who cares how it actually is working?
Right.
But it is working.
Yeah.
So those are the outcomes that our educators, after, you know, some educators have zSpace in their schools for like 8 years now.
Wow.
And they keep upgrading along the way.
That's where you are.
Anyway. Yeah.
So
okay,
it looks like it looks like we've got this going. Yes.
Yep.
All right.
It did.
So,
Internet's being nice.
Yes, that's right.
Tell it the question you asked it.
So I said, I want to be a doctor. Uh-huh. And they responded, that's a fantastic goal. Becoming a doctor is a challenging but incredibly rewarding path. What specifically would you like to know about pursuing a medical career in Texas?
Oh, cool.
So what happened there that's interesting, obviously IP-based, so it knows we're in Texas.
Yeah.
And if she asks questions about, well, how much does a doctor get paid, this particular language model is tied into the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Mm-hmm. So it's going to go pull relevant information about careers. It's going to pull information about, you know, what medical schools are here. It's going to pull information that is relevant to this search. So
aiming high, I see. I said I want to be a heart surgeon.
Oh.
In Texas, becoming a heart surgeon typically requires a bachelor's degree, medical school, residency, and possibly a fellowship. Mm-hmm. Are you interested in learning more about the specific steps and requirements to become a heart surgeon in Texas?
So one of the other things that as you are reading this, those words that you're reading are on the screen.
Correct.
As we're looking at the screen, and there's also an avatar that is very emotional. It's got a lot of facial expressions. It's using hand gestures. It's essentially the, just for those folks, you know, listening because they can't see it. The avatar is pictured basically from the waist up. So there's a lot of animation, and I don't mean that like cartoon animation. I mean, mm-hmm. this avatar personable. Is very animated, yeah. Very personable. Yeah.
Yep.
And she will talk. So let me change that. I'm going to get out of my demo here because you hear the birds chirping.
Oh, cool. I thought that was like, I was like, wow, Swedish,
what a great bird chirping. Yeah. I was like, that's a great ambient.
Birds, wait, what?
So, I'm just answering yes to the question.
Okay.
Because that would be a typical teenage response.
To start, I'll need to know if you're currently in high school, college, or at another stage in your education or career. This will help me provide the most relevant information for your journey to becoming a heart surgeon in Texas. Where are you in your educational or professional path right now?
So interaction, again, we are in the whatever inning. You guys are smarter than us on AI and where we are. We're in the really early stages of how this technology can be used in learning. But to have that interaction with something like an avatar that's pulling real data that is walled off, you know, if you ask it, you know, I want to be in an illicit career or an illegal career, it'll stop you and say, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that.
Yeah.
It's literally.
Well, if I ask it to write the code for, you know, I need the Python code for, doing some kind of data extraction, it's going to be like, what?
Not this tool.
Yeah.
This tool is specifically geared for a conversation about a career and about coaching.
Between the two of us.
Literally, that's why it's called AI Career Coach.
Right.
And it's a great companion on this awareness level as you build sort of that awareness of, wow, there's really careers around this.
Yeah.
And how do I pursue them? And again, it's not going to give you that career and that certification in a conversation with an AI chatbot.
Right. Right.
But it is going to get the child, the learner, thinking so that they want to explore more. They want to move up that pyramid, take a deeper dive.
Grab that
so
heart.
We're incredibly excited about
this.
Literally,
hold the button
it's
to grab
2 months old. Of course, AI, we weren't talking about it like we are now even 12 months ago in conferences like this.
Right. Yeah. It just blew up.
It blew up.
You know, it's interesting, though, but the thing I like about AI, and I think I like about this experience is it's attainable for all accessibility. Dyslexia students on the spectrum.
Okay.
Because I know we're typing it in, but it'll also have speech to text.
Mm-hmm.
And
multilingual.
Multilingual.
You can say, give me this answer in Spanish, give me this answer in Russian, give me this answer in French, just like that.
That's beautiful.
And it does that, and it'll talk back to you like that.
That's where AI is going to take us. That's the accessibility, the equity that it provides.
Yeah.
And
I think we have work to do as an industry in education technology to see where it fits and where it doesn't.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of places it won't fit. But I think we have a great start on this. And what we're trying to do at zSpace is make this technology usable, functional in education. Mm-hmm. So we're watching it with our developers, with our partners. We really like this one. We're working on some things internally as well as we take AR and VR to the next level with artificial intelligence and large language models. We're really excited about this.
Yeah, that's, and you know, in education space, we're the ones, you're the ones that we take that, we find a new tool and we take it and we really expand it really quickly for the whole market. And then you find the actual commercial market, you know, looking at education going, well, maybe we need to be doing this also.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I can't say enough about our great set of customers. I mean, literally 4,500 school districts using the product at some point along the way. They may have one or they may have 1,000 Z-Space devices, but they, not only are they our inspiration, but they are people who bring us ideas and people who say, can you do this? Well, why not? Let's try it together. David,
okay, I'm going to stop you guys. This is all great. This is wonderful. It's awesome freaking conversation that you're having. This, however, is unbelievable. So I got to push it away from me because I did not realize it was going to be so big. So I'm in a demo and I picked up what I would call a Valentine heart, right? It's the traditional kind of little, you know, symbol. And I dropped it into this, and I'm using a stylus that is pointing at the screen. And while holding the stylus, it'll highlight certain areas. So in this case, I picked up the heart and I dropped it into this blue dome. And I'm sure you have very technical terms for that.
So you're the ventricle now.
So then I get a human heart. And as I am pointing to different pieces and parts, I'm using the stylus and I can hold a button down and I can manipulate it with my hand. Meaning that if I twist my wrist, so if you envision somebody shaking somebody's hand, right? So your hand is sideways. While I'm holding this, I'm turning that sideways, and I can rotate my wrist left and right, but I can also move my wrist rotationally around, and while I'm holding this down, it is turning the object on the screen, which is, and it's all 3D, it's all very realistic. As a matter of fact, the heart's beating while I'm doing this, poor little dude.
And how do you know it's beating?
It shows the heart rate over on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, it is showing the heart rate, yes. Which it should be very excited at this point, and it's because it's animated.
Well, and what do you feel?
Do you feel it in your index?
Oh, I do. That's so funny. That's so second nature. So I'm getting force feedback. Yeah. That's probably not what it really
haptic.
Is. But haptics. All right. So I'm getting haptics feedback in my finger as it is beating. This is now. I'm going to just say, from my experience, the most eye-opening thing was that when you point at a particular object and you then pull the pen toward you, the object comes out, oops, I lost it. It comes out of the screen at you, and I mean, it feels like I could reach out and grab it with my other hand. I mean, that is so.
A lot of reaching out.
Yes. So it is very akin to having VR glasses. So if you've worn a VR headset and, you know, you've seen, I'm sure, videos of people reaching out and trying to grab stuff, it is that, but you don't need a headset. You don't need the glasses. Now, I'm curious, so what does it look like from there?
From there, it is
a... You're beside me.
It's a 3D. I can see that it's moving on all three axes. I can tell that. But I'm not directly in front of it, but I can still read everything on the screen, and I'm part of what you're doing. I'm actually seeing it.
It's very
As you pull it out, I do get a little bit of the 3D, even from the side. But I mean, it's designed for individual use, you know.
But unlike putting on a full HMD, this allows two people, two learners, three learners together. And then if you move over, you could get in the way of his, right now the system is interlocked on his face and his eyes. Uh-huh. But he could step aside, and instantly, you would then be the driver. Mm-hmm. You would then be having the experience. So
I got to try that out.
Think about learning collaboratively and how we learn today and how we learn by doing together.
Oh my God.
So this isn't, right? So now Jeff is in front of it on their aid because he's
and press
in WoW
the blue
land.
Button.
The blue button to root.
And now you're looking inside.
Wow.
See those valves?
Yes.
Teachers are like, that's so hard to teach a student what that valve is actually doing.
Right.
In a textbook or a worksheet.
That is so neat. So I'm trying to move it. Oh, there it goes.
There you go. You got it. It's very intuitive.
Crazy. So, you know, what's amazing is that I've seen doctors do this, heart surgeons do this, you know, with the big systems. But this is pretty much exactly what a student would, when they go to med school, would be looking at
sure.
in that AR-VR setting, prepping for my... triple bypass, and I'll probably have it in the next 10 years. But this is amazing.
And you're a third grader, fourth grader.
And see that right now, it's right
here. And so as he's manipulating this, and like the heartbeat's been pretty much 83 the entire time. So can you manipulate that?
You can.
In this one, you can change it to a running heartbeat. We have another demo called Explore where it's a more scale. Go the stylus. You'll see it light up when you're close. Keep going into that C space.
Oh, there sure, yeah, if you look closer.
You got
oh,
it. Yeah, now pick it up and you'll feel the difference. It's showing the...
I was going to pull it back.
Yep, yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah. So you can feel it in the haptics.
Beats on a monitor, and you can feel it.
And again, we may say, well, haptics, stylus. We work with it every day with our phones and everything buzzes. Really important sensory is the haptics and the touch. There is research just on haptics and Z-Space that was published out of North Carolina State that shows that having not only the motion of your hand to move, but have that haptics, have that in your finger as you move an object around or a beating heart, incredibly important in your brain as you process learning.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just amazed by the, I'm just amazed by it. It's floating
this,
right
this
there.
This alone is going to convince us that we need to do video podcast.
Correct.
Because you would not, I mean,
video, but well, you need to see this.
I'd encourage your listeners to go to zspace.com. We have lots of videos out there. We've got lots of material out there. These are customer videos. These aren't videos we make. We film our customers in their use cases with the wows, with the excitement. We're on the show floor here. We're showing this left and right to folks as well.
Let's talk about, for educators and administrators listening to this, onboarding, the process. Is it a long process? Is it a quick process? You know, the PD after the
Depends on the implementation, on the size, and what's happening. We typically put these in labs. So we'll put these in a lab of however many to serve a classroom, and then we'll implement these a lot of times in the middle of the year, sometimes at the start of school, sometimes at semester break. We have a full leadership development, professional development, professional learning team, partly our customer success managers on board, like Robin here. Mm-hmm. We have a number of those folks. We also have PD folks. We have people who work across the country, and with every Z-Space lab that we implement, we provide professional development, ongoing support, multi-year warranty support. So it's a complete package.
Wow. Yeah.
And you can talk to our customers. We're kind of a pain in the butt. We don't go away. We're always there. And you know, they like that about us. This we've been around so long in ed tech years, I guess, and we have so many customers because even with that early technology 10 years ago, which is not near as capable of this, we stay with them. And we have an upgrade path as well. So we have some of our old technology now getting credits for the new technology. So we're actually doing what we call a credit program. Mm-hmm. So if you purchased original technology with the glasses or didn't have the capability of this new Z-Space Inspire auto stereographic no glasses version, that we'll give you credit for that. So we stay with our customers is the bottom line.
Nice.
And they'll tell you that.
Nice. Having said that, if they're listening and want to get in touch, what's the best way to find out more information?
Best way to find out more information is zspace.com. And there's a form there that says I'm interested in Z-Space, and you click and say what state you are from. We have regional directors who are in every state in the country. We also serve 50 countries outside the U.S. as well. So amazing what some state organizations are doing, what some local organizations are doing. And so we're here. Go to zspace.com and click on I need more information, and we'll be there.
Awesome. I had to tell listeners, do yourself a favor and your students a favor. Contact them, see a demo at least, because once you see that, once your students see it, it's going to be like Christmas, because that's what they're going to ask for.
And we'll come out, but tell us you want to see it in person if you haven't. We'll come out, we'll send a team. We also have partners who represent us if it's in a corner of the country we can't get to at a certain moment. So our team will come and show it to you. I have people on the team that have been doing this for 10 years, and they say to me every year, it never gets old showing someone Z-Space. Mm-hmm. So much fun. So
awesome. Ron, Robin, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. We appreciate the invitation, and at some point we might pull David off of that machine.
He's having too much fun. He's having a blast over here.
I was going to say, I'm the third grader who just knocked all the chess pieces off the table. So,
Hey, well, with that, have a great TCA.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.